Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Marion County Recorder Karen Schwanebeck. Thank you for joining us today, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
You have your name on the ballot again for the position. How long have you been recorder in Marion County?
I've been the recorder for 12 years, but I've been in the office for 19.
What made you decide that this is what you wanted to do?
I was asked by a former recorder, Sandra Agin, to work part-time. I guess I needed a job, so I said I would try it. I instantly loved it. Yeah. I spent a short time as part-time, and then I was hired full-time. It's a wonderful job. I've just loved it from the first day that I was here.
How lucky.
That is fortunate. I know not everybody loves their job.
Sure.
I do. Yeah. I really do. It's a joy to come to work, and the people that I work with and work for make it worthwhile.
Can you describe for our listeners what it is that the county recorder does?
Most people, when they think about our office, they think about recording land deeds, because that is our main job, is to record anything that has to do with land. Deeds, contracts, mortgages, mortgage releases. We also record power of attorneys, easements, surveys, trade names, military discharges, UCC filings, anything that has to do with actual property. So that's our main job that we do, but we also are passport agents. We record all of the birth, death, and marriages that occur in our county. We sell hunting and fishing licenses, deer and turkey licenses. We register all the ATVs and ORVs in our county. I think that's everything.
That's a broad range.
We do have a lot of different hats that we wear.
I suppose the variety of questions you get on a day-to-day basis is just something else, isn't it?
It is. No, there's never 2 days alike.
With that many hats, I can't imagine that 2 days would be alike.
No, they never are.
What's the most difficult part of your job or the office?
I suppose the most difficult part is when people come to you and they need help if you can't help them. If there's just nothing that you can do to resolve the matter. That's hard for me, and it's hard for my staff. Sometimes people want a birth certificate that was not recorded here, that's recorded at the state. Yeah. And that's hard for me when I have to send people away, send them somewhere else to get the services that I wish that I could give them. And it's more costly to go to the state. Besides the traveling, not everybody is comfortable driving in Des Moines. And if you do it by mail, it could take weeks to get it instead of the same day.
Have there been a lot of changes in the last 12 years since you started?
Absolutely. Much more computerization than we had then. When I came on was the time when we were getting birth certificates, birth, death, and marriages from the clerk's office. We had already gotten the passports. They used to be the passport agents. And before I came, that was moved to the recorder's office. Then when I came, it was when the vital records moved to us. So it was an additional workload, but it's also, I think, one of the more fun parts of our job, to help people fill out marriage licenses or a new birth of a new baby, things like that. Yeah. It's just one of those joyous times that you can help people with. We've also gone to a computerization where we scan everything into the computer. So everything is saved on disk. It's saved at the cloud, more of a backup. So those things have changed. We have a new DNR program that started a few years ago where it's all a statewide program, all done web-based. So that's new. Doesn't always work as easily as the in-house system we had before. Yeah. But hopefully we can help more people because we have more access to records. And we're just now going into a new system with the vital records. That was something when I was hired, the state, clear back in 97, they were going to do a statewide system for the vitals. And now in 2014, we're finally getting there. And right now it's just the death certificates are now filed online, and we have a new computer-based program that we do for those. There have been quite a few changes. They've been good changes.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for asking me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me today.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Recorder Karen Schwanebeck, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.